Hello there, lovely audio viewers. Well, what you can hear in the background there is, in fact, the heaters in the giant studio that we're working in Shepperton. And I'm here today, the first day of rehearsals on episode 5 of Red Dwarf X. I'm here with Mr. Craig Charles, who is currently setting up his iPad.
Enter and
verify your password again.
So you've got to do it again.
Ah, but it looks different.
Yeah.
There's more dots on the bottom than on the top, so something's wrong. Yes, I'm with Mr. Craig Charles as he's entering his top secret password into his brand new iPad. Because he's going to put his script on the iPad, which makes a lot of sense. And we should all be using iPads to put our scripts on, because we'd save about 1,000 tons of paper every week. But it's very exciting this week. We're very happy. We've seen the script, and we've all been sitting in the rehearsal room laughing like... how many of us are there? Four sausages. I'm trying to talk as I'm walking around the studio. I'm just having a look to see what they've done to the set. Oh, it's all pretty much the same. Morning. And the crew are gradually arriving now. We're getting ready for rehearsals. Here's Andy, the head cameraman. Morning. And the set is looking suitably battered and very Red Dwarfish. So I just wanted to say, because you never get the chance in a tweet, that this series of Red Dwarf truly is classic Dwarf. This episode we're recording this week is absolutely classic, peak Red Dwarf. It's like it could have been an episode in series 4, 5, or 6. It's really funny. It's very, very funny indeed. For us jaded old thesps to sit around in a room on our own and burst out laughing as we read it has got to be a sign that something's right. I'm just going to see how Craig's doing with his iPad. He's still typing in his password. He's having trouble with the iPad keyboard. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's an amazing achievement for him to make that breakthrough. How's it going, Craigie? I don't want to interrupt him. He's still doing his password. Anyway, that's enough for now. What I wanted to say is, for those of you lucky and sensible enough to have subscribed to the Man in the Rubber Mask audiobook, which obviously will grow as the year progresses, I'm going to be posting some little chats I have with the rest of the cast and with Doug. Oh, hang on. Has it done it?
Yeah, the security info. First celebrity met.
Ah, look at that. That's Craig's question on his iPad. His security question is the first celebrity met. Who is the first celebrity you met?
Gary Glitter! In John Lewis's, wow, in Liverpool when I was 8 at the perfume stand with my mum.
God. Well, you were safe though. You wouldn't have been.
Oh, yeah, I was with my mum.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, but you were a boy.
Yeah, I was a boy.
Yeah, so you're all right with Gary.
Good.
Oh, good that he's
now I'm putting him in.
Oh, you've got to.
No, I'd put you in, but your name's too difficult to spell. All them fucking L's. Isn't it? Probably too many L's in a sentence will come up with. Choose another letter.
Anyway, that's enough. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.